Blog Today is March the 18th, 2011, and my meditation this morning came from 1 Peter 3:11. It reads, "Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensure it." God has given me this verse before. Maybe a week or so ago. And people are looking for peace. People pray for peace. People talk about peace. People blog about peace. Everybody wants peace. But how many of us are actually peaceful within? I was thinking about, you know, God gave me this verse again. Now, I understand that peace is very important. So I asked God, I said, God, what is it that you want your people to understand? What's a clearer message for them? Because I know you don't give me a verse a second time or a third time, you know, just to be given it. It's for a reason. It's because there's something we must learn from the verse. And so when I was asking him this, he was letting me know that we talk peace, but we don't even have peace within our own souls, that we're not even experiencing peace in our immediate lives. And how can we ask for peace? How can we pray for peace when we're not even living it? So we're asking for something that we are not even a vibrational match to receive. So much information started pouring to me, and I didn't get to write it all down because, you know, when you're writing and then so many things are coming to you and you just stop writing. So I just stopped writing. I didn't write very much, but I'm going to go ahead and read what I did write and then continue from there. This is the second time God gave me this verse. It's very important that we understand our prayers for peace cannot be fulfilled when there is no peace within, wanting something that we are not even pursuing in our own lives. We're asking for things, wanting things, that we are not even really pursuing in our own personal lives. How can we ask God for something when we are not positioning ourselves to receive what we ask for? There is conflict in your life and you ask for peace. How peaceful are you within? There is a saying, be the change you want to see. We quote these phrases, but not living them or being the words we quote. Peace within you will bring peace without. We think about peace. We ask for peace. We want peace. So why don't we have it? We don't have it because we are not a vibrational match to what we seek. Words will not bring what we want. Fear will not bring what we want. the universe brings us what we give most of our energy to. We obviously don't give it to peace. So if you want peace, start with yourself. As each person master peace within themselves, more peace will go out into the world, and peace will manifest in our world. God says to pursue peace, go after it. How can we pursue peace when our heart is evil, our thoughts and actions are evil? We don't try to live in peace in our homes, on our jobs, around strangers, but yet we ask for and pray for peace. Now, I know my writing isn't always that great, and I stumbled a little bit on some of it because reading the wrong line or trying to see what I'm writing. So forgive me. But the thing is, we're asking for something that is major, something that is really needed in this world. But we're not understanding that we have to be what we're asking for in order for it to manifest in the way that we want to see it. If we don't even have love in our heart, if we don't even love ourselves, how can we even ask for peace? Because if we don't even have love for ourselves, then how are we going to have peace within ourselves? We are not even in peace with who we are. We have to be in love with ourselves to even have peace with ourselves. So if we don't love ourselves, we obviously don't have peace within ourselves. If we don't have peace within ourselves, how can we even think or be peace in order for it to manifest in our world? We are what we think, and what we think the most about is what we manifest into our world. So if we're wanting peace so desperately, and we're marching for peace, we're writing poems about peace, we're praying for peace, we're holding groups about peace, we're meditating about peace, it's all in vain. It's to no avail. If you do not love yourself, and if you do not have peace within your own being, all you're doing all that for nothing. It's not going to bring peace on this planet because you're praying, because you're using words. You have to have peace within your own being. You have to be living peace. You have to be the example of peace within yourself in order for it to be outside. It starts within. Everything we create starts from within. And how can you create peace on the planet when you don't have peace first within your own being? And that is the message God wants us to understand. Stop praying for peace. Stop asking for it. And instead, pursue it. Pursue it from within your own being. Go within yourself. Learn you. Understand you. Love you. Know you. And when you know you, you are automatically peace because you are peace. You are love. You are light. You are energy. You are vibration. And until you know who you are and what you are, your prayers are just words. A lot of words. You go get emotional. There could be a disaster. You get emotional. You get on your knees and you want to pray for peace. You want to ask God for intervention. But you don't want to position yourself to be the peace you're asking for. This is a serious message that God is giving to us. We have to be what we're asking for. We have to be what we seek. We have to be what we want to experience on this planet, in our lives. We have to first be it. How can you be something when you don't even know you're not it. When you don't truly know you're not it. People think they're peaceful. Oh, I get along with everybody. Oh, when there's an argument, or I just like stay calm. Or when there's an argument, I don't get involved, or I ask God to bring peace on the situation. But are you peace? Are you peace? Not are you peaceful, are you peace? Are you your essence? Are you who you truly are? Are you being that? Being peaceful and being peace, they're two different things. Are you peace? The only way you can be peace is if you are in your full essence, if you are in your beingness, if you are living your great I am, because you are peace, you are light, you are vibration, you are energy, you are love, you are compassion, you are beauty. Are you being it? Are you being it? That's what you need to look inside yourself and see. Am I being who and what I am? And if we all just be who and what we are, then we have peace. Because we are peace, and it will bring peace. We just have to be it. Praying about it, talking about it, writing about it, reading about it, hearing about it, that's not going to do it. It's just not going to do it. So it always goes back to, who are you really? It's going to always go back to that, people. And the reason being, once we find out and learn and know who we are, then everything that we're seeking for would just simply be. It'll be. You don't have to pray for peace, because you'll be peace and you'll be living in peace. And the world will be peace if you just simply be who and what you are. And I believe that God wants us to really understand this. He didn't give me this verse again for no reason. He gave it to me because it's necessary. It is so necessary for us to wake up. Wake up to who we really are. Wake up to what we really are. And we will have heaven on earth. We will be living in peace, one with another. There won't be any wars going on, killings, hate, prejudices. There won't be any of that going on when you are who you are and what you are. But there are too many of us. What are there, billions of people on the planet? How many of those billions are awake? How many of us are really seriously awake and know who and what we are? How many of us are being who and what we are? Probably not even a dot that you can see out of billions of people. The amount of people who are truly awake, you probably can't even see them. The dot is so small. The more people wake up, the more people be in who they are and what they are, my God, it's not hard, people. Life is not hard. I say over and over, life is simple. Life is simple. We make it hard. We, for some reason, enjoy conflict, confusion. We just love it. We love drama. And when I say we, I'm just talking about the majority, because I do not love drama. Me personally, I don't love drama. But because I am a part of the collective, because we're all one, then I have to say we. I have to put myself in there, because we are one. We are one collective. And if one person loves drama, then we all love drama. We're all a part of that drama. So I'm saying we. So when I say we and you say to yourself, I don't love drama, look at it as being a whole. Look at it as being one. That's what my we means. We as a humanity love drama, love conflict, love separation, love darkness. Think about it. The majority of what's going on is because the majority loves it. The majority wants it. The majority loves that experience because it makes them feel alive. I even had somebody tell me that they love drama because without it, they want somebody to pinch them to see if they're still alive. I'm like, oh my God, what kind of life is that? What kind of life is a person living if you have to have drama to feel alive? Drama doesn't make me feel alive. Drama makes me want to, my God, please get me off this planet. What am I, why am I here? I don't belong here. This is not where I'm supposed to be. That's how I feel when I'm around drama. Because drama does not make me feel alive. Drama makes me feel I'm misplaced. I am on the wrong planet. Peace and joy and love makes me feel alive. Because that's authentic. That's real. That's who I am. I am peace. I am joy. I am fun. I am laughter. I am peace. I am happiness. Those things make me feel alive. Anything outside of that, anything outside of what's real and true, makes me feel like I am misplaced on the wrong planet. God, bring me home. So, as soon as humanity wake up to who they really are and what they really are, peace will be automatic. Love will be automatic. There'll be no praying for it. It'll be already happening. It'll just simply be. So, if you want to pray, if you really want peace in this world, then go within and find peace within yourself. Find your peace. Find your peace and then live your peace. And then as you live your peace, you send out peace into the world. You send that light, that spark. And then more people start going within themselves and finding peace within themselves and then living their peace. And the more that it happens, like a domino effect, the more it happens, the more it happens, the more it happens. My God, imagine. I probably used the wrong effect, but it just popped in my head, some dominoes, you know? So just forgive me for using the wrong word or term, because I'm just not into this English too well anyway. But my goodness, just imagine, though. Imagine if everybody just become what they're asking for. So instead of praying for peace, talking about it, writing about it, reading about it, just go in your sacred space. Find your peace. Connect to your peace. And be your peace. And the only way you're going to be able to really connect to your peace is when you start knowing who you are. Know you. Learn you. And then your peace will just be there. Your peace, your love, your compassion, your joy. It'll just be there waiting for you. Waiting for you to wake up to it. It's there. It's there. And in the meantime, while you're doing that, while you're searching within and finding all about you within, then just pray that you find peace within yourself. No need to pray for peace in the world. Pray for peace within you. Pray for peace. Everybody just pray for peace in you. Pray that you will find you and find who you are and learn what you are and become who and what you are. And then when you do that and you start getting like Oh, you become that peace and joy and happiness and love and compassion. When you become that, then you are a light in the world. You are a light in the world, and then your light can ignite somebody else's light, which can have them go within. And you can even start praying. When you get your peace, you can start praying, Lord, I pray that as my light shines, as my peace just fills my soul, it'll connect to any and everybody I come in contact with, Lord. That as I walk, wherever I go, wherever I'm at, whatever I'm saying, whatever I'm doing, that my light and the peace within me would just shine and fill the area that I am in and beyond. And that it would latch on to others in my presence. Latch on to them, and it will cause them to just wake up themselves, that a light would just go off in them, and they'll start waking up to their own truth, which will bring out their peace. Just pray that. Pray for yourself first, that you would be that peace you're seeking. And then when you reach it, when you become it, then pray that your peace and your light will inspire others to awaken to their peace and their light. Let's try that. Let's see how that does. I believe that would do a lot better and work a lot faster than praying peace for the world when there's a disaster. Because they're just words. You're just speaking words, and you're not doing what is necessary. God says to pursue, go after peace. Go after it within you. Go after it within you. It doesn't mean have protests, rallies, go and have group meditation. That's not what it means. It means to go after it within yourself and be it. That is the message I'm getting from this verse. Because I asked God, I said, Lord, I know there's something you want us to know for you to give it to us again. What is it? What is it? And this is what's coming through. This is it. This is it. We have to stop wanting and asking and start becoming. I mean, we stand it ourselves. Be the change that you want to see in the world. Be the change that you want to see in somebody else. Just be the change that you want to see. That's the key word. Be. B-E. Capitalize the B and capitalize the E. I don't know who said this phrase, this quote, be the change you want to see. I don't know who said it, but I'm sure there are those of you who do know. There are a lot of quotes out there, a lot of them. But what good is quoting them? What good is having ceremonies and seminars and quoting people's quotes? What good is that? You're just quoting words. Who's living those words? Who's living them? Don't just quote something. Go deep into the meaning of the quote. Get down in there. Find out what the quote is really saying, and then become the words. Don't just speak the words, become them. Be them. Live them. Be the change. Be the change. And was that Michael Jackson song about the mirror, the man in the mirror? Look in the mirror. What do you see? Be the first one to change. Because what you're seeking is something that you don't have within yourself. Find it within yourself. Look in the mirror and be the first one to make the change. Be the first one. Be what you're seeking. Be what you're requesting. Be what you're praying for. Because it's in you. Peace is in you. You're praying for something you already have. Love is in you. You're praying for a lover. You're praying for somebody to love you and as you are, accept you as you are. You already have that. You're just looking in the wrong place. You're looking outside of you. Don't look outside of you for love. Don't look outside of you for peace. Everything you want is in you already. Go within and find it. Go within and learn it and know it. Go within and be it. That's the message for you today. That is the message from God to you. Be the change. Stop using words. Stop praying for something that you are not. Stop praying for changes to happen into the world before you make the change within yourself. And my prayer is that you would take heed to God's word. My prayer is that you will become what you seek. We are what we seek. And that is my prayer. I don't pray for world peace. I don't pray for world love. Because I know that you have to first become it. And then it'll just simply be. I can pray till I turn blue for peace and love in this world. It'll be in vain. Because people will have to be peace and love in order for it to be here on this planet the way it is meant to be. Prayers are not going to do it. So pray for yourself. And then when you reach it, you pray that others will find it within themselves. And that is my prayer. My prayer is that you will find peace within yourself. My prayer is that you will learn and know who you are and what you are. That is my prayer. My prayer is for you to wake up to the truth of you. It's all about you. It's not about the world. It's about you. So what are you going to do to bring forth this peace you seek and request? What are you going to do about the love that you're wanting to experience in your life? What are you going to do about it? It's all about you. Be the change. Be what you